So please sit upright comfortably, balancedly, and relaxingly. Keep your head, neck, and spine straight upright naturally. Relax your shoulder and balance it. Good morning, friend. Today, the 25th of June, year 2017, and we are on the fifth day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat in SAC 4 International Meditation Center at Hawaii. And here we say, okay, prepare for the 4 days. The fifth, so today we already have some juice for you already. And when you go home, you still can bring that home and to you for the last of the day. You should drink more warm water, especially whenever you feel empty stomach. You can take the whole glass of water, warm water, one or two, depend on how empty you had the feeling. And for tomorrow and the following day, that means the 6th and the 7th day, and you can make the juice at home, depend on what you have at home. You have many different choice. You still can use the vegetable juice, and you can use fruit juice. You can use the pre-made juice in the market, or you can do the mixing between the vegetable and the fruit juice altogether. And the formula here is just a reference only. You can change the quantity of that depend on your need and depend on what you have at home or what you want to buy. Whatever the vegetable or the fruit you have in the garden, so make sure you just need about 1 to 2 bottles of fruit vegetable juice a day, and the rest you can drink more warm water. And if you feel you want to work more at home, you want to have a little bit more fresh energy, okay, you can increase to 3, but maximum 4 bottles of fresh juice only, and the rest you have to drink the warm water or the drinking water. If you don't have the juicer or the blender at home, you can buy the pre-made juice in the market. But make sure you select the one without the sugar, okay? The one with natural flavor, the one with no sugar at all. And if you can find out the organic one in the natural store, that's much better. And if you don't have the blender or juice at home, and you still don't want to buy the pre-made juice in the supermarket, you have another option that at breakfast or at lunch, you can have half banana or half of the apple, and you wash it carefully, and you don't need to peel it, especially for the apple. The pear, and then you cut it into the small pieces like the tip of your finger, and you chew slowly, again mindfully, 50 times for each piece. If you want, you can have a beetroot, carrot, celery steam, or radish, or cabbage. Again, okay, you wash it, the whole, don't peel it. And then you cut it into small pieces, like the tip of your finger. And you need about a small bowl about the size of the cup, enough. And then you take very small piece a single one at a time, mindfully put in your mouth and chew very carefully like you chew the liquid. That means you don't feel any fiber it disturbed in your mouth, and then after that you can swallow that. And then when you select the option of chewing the fresh vegetable without the blender, you should not use it too much. The maximum you can use about half a cup or 2/3 of a cup only. And remember, you have to chew really carefully until you don't feel any fiber and any growth fiber in your mouth. Otherwise, it will damage. It will damage your life along the intestine. Actually, that option very good because you have a real experience to chew the real food, the raw and the solid food, and you can crush out and the reaction between your saliva, the digestive fluid, and the vegetable chew. It the reality. It's very good compared to you the blender. And it also for you to have an opportunity to act, to exercise your jaw and your muscle, okay? So it's very good, but just be careful. Chew very, very carefully. So don't leave it so big molecule, so it not disturb your life along the intestine digestive system. And in between the breakfast and lunch, you can drink more fluid, maybe every hour a cup. So you need about 6 cups of fluid during this time. For the normal day after this, you don't need that much because in your food, in your vegetable, it has the water in there. But in this time, you don't have any extra food. So that's why you still need 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. So if you want to drink the drinking water, or you can add a little bit sea salt and lemon juice in there, that's better. And remember, for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, you have to be careful that whenever you use any food or drink, have a color, flavor, and energy, you have to follow the procedure we already learned. Sitting comfortably, balancedly, relaxingly, head, neck, and spine straight, naturally upright. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% before you bring the food in front of you, and with the positive energy, with the gratitude before you eat. Right? So after you finish complete one cycle of 7 days. That means after today is Sunday, Monday, after Tuesday, start on Wednesday, you can break in the cycle. Right? So on Wednesday morning, and you can drink the broth of the brown rice, and you simmer. You can use the oatmeal and you cook it very, very soft, and it's like the chut. It's soft and it liquefies like the chut you use for the last few days. Yeah. So you follow the procedure in the handout. So, and then the 3rd day and the 2nd day, you eat very, very soft and liquid food, but now it have more carbohydrate in there, more protein in there. So the brown rice or the oatmeal, it have all that in there, and it have the protein in there too. So, and then from the 3rd days of the breaking out, you can add more vegetable. You can add more vegetable in there. So when Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and you follow exactly the procedure on the handout, and from Saturday on, and you can add more protein, add more fat, you can have a solid food more, almost like you come back to the normal diet, but you have to reduce the quantity, and you have to eat in the correct way. All right, so that is the procedure for you to follow for the next week. Okay, 3 days continue to finish the 7-day cycle, and 3 days to out of the cycle. And the next one is for your practice, not only for the next week, but for the rest of your life, if you want to have a healthy body and mind. So the first thing we need to remember to be healthy and to prevent the cancer or any other disease, we need to try to reset our schedule to live harmony with the circadian rhythm in our body and in the universe. And the office hour, you see, the office hour always in balance in the night time. So the rest of that, before the office hour and after the office hour, is your own hour. So you should know how to regulate, how to manage that, okay? So if you want to reclaim your ownership, your boss, you want to have an active role in every single situation, you should change the time of working afternoon or evening into the before office hour. So that means early in the day. So the same work you have to do, right? Everyone had the same 24 hours. And the office hour all the way in the correct time. So if we always leave it to work at night time, we always be behind and in the passive role. Now we have to bring that up to the beginning of the day so we can have the active role, and we are all the way in the position of the leader, control everything in our life. So remember, we have the nature already give us two options or two opportunities to reset our balance state, right? So if we can have both, that is perfect, right? If we missed one, we still had a second option, the second opportunity. So try, remember the noontime and the midnight, right? So if you can have both, that is very excellent, and it helps you to revert the wrong way of living faster. But if you miss one, you still have a second opportunity. Don't miss both of that. So try to wake up as early as possible and go to bed as early as possible to balance it out. And when you wake up early in the morning, even though you're not really mindful, and you still need to have the alarm to assist you in the waking up, when you wake up, you should have the very awake alert state right away and have the positive thinking, positive thought right away. So it will be the vector, okay, to lead you for the whole day. And you see, that also go with the flow, because of the universal energy. Early in the morning, it's from the darkness to brightness, from the slow to the faster, so it open out, right? Well, it start to open. So that's why, okay, if we have a positive thought arise, it will flow the same direction with the universal energy, and also the law of attraction will pull all the positive energy, every good thing to you, right? So if we have a negative thoughts, okay, we go against the flow of the universal energy, so it's no good. So that's why we try to wake up in a very awake, very alert, and have a positive thinking, positive mind really early in the morning. And then for the elderly, especially for the people who had a problem with the blood pressure, diabetic, something like that, you should massage your palm all together, make it warm and soft, and then after that, you massage your face, your head, your neck before you sit up. and before you stand up. Because you see, when you massage your palm and your finger, all of your internal organ, all of your endocrine system, all of your sinus and the brain will be waking up in the full state, and it will be ready for you to stand up or to walk. And after you stand up, if you really need to go to the toilet right away, you can go. Otherwise, you should go and get a warm cup of water, all right? If you have the warm water only, that's good. And if you can add something else, it will be better. What is something else? Maybe half of the lime juice, half of the lemon juice, or apple cider vinegar, chia seed, or maybe turmeric, right? Depend on whatever you have. But if you don't have anything, just the warm water, 1 to 2 glass, or 1 to 2 cup early in the morning and before bedtime, that's good enough. And remember to do that early in the morning after you wake up and before you go to bed. After you have the personal hygiene, after you go to toilet, just before go to the bed, okay, you do the same thing like that. When you take the acidic juice at the empty stomach, okay, it will stimulate your immune system to produce the juice, the body juice in the alkaline form. For example, when you smell the light or any sound take, right, your saliva will be secreted out a lot, more than the sweet or more than any taste, right? And in your body, the saliva is the most alkaline juice in your body. So when you take at the empty stomach, not full stomach, different, right? So that's why, okay, if we usually have a confusion about that, we think, okay, when we take on the full stomach, it's good, but actually it's opposite. It damages our stomach and it damages our immune system. But when we take on empty stomach, it will stimulate our body to produce its own alkaline juice, and that way it makes to boost up our immune system. And then after that, we should do the exercise like we practiced for the last few days. After, because the whole day we sleep, right? So all of the muscle, blood vessel is in a very relaxed state. It's not get ready to open up or to work, so the flow, it becomes very slow. Now we want to wake it up by do the exercise, active, right? So the same thing like we do the relaxation at noontime. After that, we have to do the exercise so it can help the flow become the normal rate or faster. So it will make it good for our body and mind before we do the stillness meditation or whatever. And after exercise, you should do meditation. You can do twice a day or at many times throughout the day as possible. But the morning one is the best one and the most beneficial one. Because we know that our brain is the headquarters to direct the whole day activity, right? So if in the morning we prepare for it in the balanced state, brightness, it looks like a mirror. When the mirror becomes bright, it will reflect very detailed and very far away whatever in front of that, right? So the same thing when we practice meditation in the morning, it will help us to look out and to prepare for all the activity throughout the day. It also have a capacity to receive the information far away. That means we can predict whatever we use to say, okay, unpredictable, right? That's why you see the meditator, they do the good job. They can predict things happen before other people, right? Because they can receive the signal, the vibration from far away. When it's very subtle, other people have to wait until it comes really close. So we don't have enough time to prepare to deal with that. So the early in the morning, all the way in the active row, and the late in the day or the evening, the best time one is the one in the passive row. So the same thing like eating, meditation, exercise, whatever you bring to early morning or before noon, that means you are all the way in the active role, in the good preparation, and you have a good result coming out. If we just wait after that, we all the way behind, we all the way have to catch up, we all the way in the passive role, so it's very stressful, it's very unsuccessful. And whenever you lift up your leg or whenever you do the moving the whole body part, should remember to practice the walking meditation combined with the breathing exercise. And that's really helpful, especially now the number one killing America is the colon cancer and the lung cancer. So only that exercise can help you to prevent both. And throughout your day, any activity, just try to observe your breathing at the abdominal side or at the entrance of your nostril. Okay, the more you can observe it, go along with that, the better it will be. Because remember, that is the only bridge to connect between the physical body and the mind. And simple but very important, you should have a bowel movement, the number 2, before 7 a.m., before you have breakfast, before you get out of your home. And for preparing your food, okay, you should prepare it as simple as possible and as fresh as possible. In America, we usually prepare the food for many days and then we keep in the refrigerator or in the freezer, and then every day and we have to take it out and then we have to microwave it. So that way, okay, we destroy our nutrition and we convert that into the toxic substance, but we don't know. So if you have to go to work every day, you should wake up early in the morning and you prepare your food. Prepare all your lunch to pack it ready. So after you prepare that, okay, you can have the breakfast and you have some portion to pack for your lunch. So that means, okay, you have the fresh food every day and you prepare it in advance in the morning so you have a good energy instead that you do it in the evening. And if you want to make it simple, all the vegetables you can wash it first, you can chop into the size you want, and then you can leave it dry, and then you put in the Ziploc or you put in a container and you keep in the refrigerator. And then whenever you need to cook, you just take out the portion enough for you, so you don't need to prepare every single time. So, and then the cooking time, it takes maximum only 10 to 15 minutes, and you can prepare for 2 or 3 dishes within 15 minutes, and that's enough. So when you make the food in the morning, it had a positive energy. Instead of you make in the evening, you have a negative energy. And you keep in the refrigerator, you have a negative energy again. When you bring it out and you microwave it, or you warm it up, even though with the stove, it still destroy all the nutrition, okay? So just try to make the fresh meal every day in the morning. Again, it takes about maximum 15, with the one very slow can be 20 minutes, and then you still have a fresh breakfast and you have a fresh meal ready for the lunch. You don't need to keep in the refrigerator, you don't need to warm it up at noontime, so you still have a fresh energy and a good one. And a very simple way of cooking and the correct way of using oil, you have, instead of you steam or you boil the vegetable, it wastes a lot of energy and it destroys a lot of nutrition. You should not do it in the old way. Now you have the the pan or whatever, the cooker. Okay, you have a little bit water in that only. That means it's just about 1 or 2 tablespoon water, little bit at the bottom, and you put the vegetable in there, and you have a little bit sea salt on that. And then you have about 1 or 2 teaspoons or maximum about 1 tablespoon of oil, whatever you want. Can be olive oil, coconut oil, sesame oil. And then you close the lid and you have the heat up. Okay? After 10 minutes, the water from the bottom, okay, actually only 2 minutes, okay, 2 minutes, the water from the bottom will be boiled up. And the steam is rising up, right? When the steam rising up, and then it melt out the salt will penetrate into the vegetable, and it will be push out all the nutrition, the flavor, and the color out. So that's why you see the color, it manifests to the maximum beautiful color. And the smell is really good, right? And when it comes out to the surface, when it comes out to the surface, the oil will cover it and hold it. If you have too much water and you don't have oil, all that nutrition will get into the water and it will be break it down, it will destroy. All right? And if you overcook, the color now is going down. You see? So you have, if you put it on the steam, or if you put in too much water when you boil, the nutrition is coming out into the water and you have to waste a lot of time and energy. Now you use a little bit of water, just enough. After 2 minutes, the water will boil and the steam is going up. When the steam going up, and then the salt, it penetrate and it put out the water inside the vegetable out. So by the time after 10 or 15 minutes, the water maybe not be there anymore, or just a little bit, and the oil cover completely the vegetable. It not touch the bottom of the cooker. So it not touch the high temperature. Maximum it can go up to 100-120 centigrade only. You see, instead of if you put the oil under that and you put the vegetable on, it will go up to 300 or 350 centigrade. So it will change the structure of the oil. So our body cannot absorb that, cannot eliminate that. So that's why we have a lot of mucus, a lot of sticky in our line along the intestine. So it's no good. No, you don't need it, because it takes 2 minutes to boil a little bit of water in there. Water in there, vegetable, little bit salt, the oil, close the lid and burn, okay? 2 minutes it boil, and 5 to 10 minutes it gets soft and it gets all the color and the flavor to maximize. So when you eat very simple like that, okay? Your scent can receive directly, easily. It's not mess up, it's not mix up, you see? So your life will be very simple. Everything will be straightforward. It's not complicated. If you cook very complicated, your problem will be very complicated and your life very complicated. Right? So, and then the simple way you cook, you still preserve all nutrition, flavor, and the taste, and you not destroy it. The longer you cook, the more you destroy the nutrition and the flavor. Right? And most of them, be not only it losing the nutrition, but it convert into the toxic substance. Or no good, for example, when you overcook, the organic become non-organic. So our body no longer can absorb. And it no longer can absorb, it cannot eliminate out. So it gets stuck in our body and it creates a problem. Yeah? And again, our body just needs a certain amount of energy to function for the whole day. All right, it no need extra energy, and maximum it take 30% of our total input calorie to do the physical work. Okay, so if the same amount of food we need for a day, we bring that before noon, so we always be active, bro, always good in preparation and doing good for the whole day for our body and mind. Okay, so try to minimize eating late. And we are talking about the effect of our mind, our energy to the food and drink. So that's why we need to prepare, or we need to follow the procedure whenever we eat or drink anything, have a calorie, color, flavor. We need to be mindful. We need to choose slowly, carefully, appreciate that, all that, right? So we already learned about that already. And drink more water in the morning than in the afternoon. And even though during the summer, okay, we still should drink the warm water instead of the cold water. Don't be tricked, okay, don't harm for our body again. Because usually, okay, we be tricked the summer or when the hot weather, we try to drink the cold. I said that is really no good. Because room temperature is still only 25, you say 25, 26 centigrade, but your body temperature is 37. So the closer to your body temperature, the better, right? First, you save your energy, right? Secondly, okay, it less different, less the fluctuation, right? So you have a more different, the temperature, more fluctuation, your body and mind. So when the summer is too hot, you can use the ice, but instead of you inside, now you use outside. You can apply on your face, on your skin, you cool it down. It's okay to use that one, all right? But not your inside. With your inside, totally damage our body and the nerve. And if you not get used to skip the dinner, okay, so you should eat the dinner at least as possible and before the sunset. And try not to use the microwave. You rather than eat it cold than use the microwave. And the negative effect of the mobile phone and the electronic device, we all see the picture. So when it affects you all the time, but more and more when we eat or drink anything with nutrition. So try to turn it off or switch to the airplane mode when you feed your body and mind. Right? And last and not least, every year you should have at least 1 to 2 cycles of the body and mind purification. And after that, in between, you should select once a day, once per week, one for every 2 weeks or one per month. Okay? You just 1 day enough, but to maintain that. But you need to have 1 to 2 cycles in a year. You do 1 day per week, very easy. Okay, 1 day per week, consecutively, continually, you have a 52 week in a year, you have 52 days, right? Very easy, but it not work, okay? It's not better than, okay, you do only one cycle of 7 days continually. It look like every day you clean your house, right? But it's not really clean. When you have to spend out 3 days or 7 days, you clean up from the top to the bottom, from the closet to the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, everywhere. You see? So that's why okay, you need to do 1 cycle first or 2 cycles first, and then in between to maintain that good condition. Okay, you do 1 day every week or 1 day every 2 weeks or every month, something like that. Remember, everything you're doing here for your own good. All right, and remember the disease or the sickness, it not start from the outside, it start from inside first, okay, and by the law of attraction, when you have a negative energy, when you have the bacteria, or you have a bad thing in here, and it will be withdraw or it will absorb, right, it will extract the negative from the outside into support for that. But if you have the positive energy, you have a good thought, you have a good energy, okay, it will put out the negative one and we extract the positive in to support that. So every illness, sickness, every problem, all right, you create your own first, all right, so don't blame anyone. So now you do here, you do everything here, that is for your own goodness. And remember, when you're healthy, when you're happy, when you have the positive energy, even though you're very selfish, you don't want to share anyone, you cannot do that. Because some or many will spread out into surrounding environment and people will absorb it and get affect from that. On the other hand, if you have the sickness, right, you have a negative energy, you're upset or you're angry or whatever, the negative mood, right, you don't want to give to anyone. Right? You can try to hide, okay? It's still spread and it will affect your loved one and around the environment surrounding you. Actually, it's no good. Yeah, it's no good. And if you follow the direction here, you have more than enough and you have a good one. Or the one you use, the fake one. We didn't have a time to go deep in there. But the one we explained about the medication, you see, or that the fake one, and it makes you more harm than good. But if you follow this one, you have on the real one, on the one, the good one. Now, as I told you, because the body temperature is 37, right? Your body temperature is 37. So the more different temperature, the more your body fluctuation, your body function and your mind will fluctuate. So unstable. We be tricked, okay? You can use outside, okay? When you're so tired, when you're so hot, when you're exhausted, okay, you can apply outside, okay? But inside, no good, okay? Because first, think about that. When you have the water, you want to boil from the room temperature to when it boils, you have to heat it up, right? So the same thing when you bring the cold water in here, your body has to burn your own energy or take your own energy to burn it up, to bring it up from the zero, even though from the room temperature from the 25 to 37. So you waste up your own energy, you see? And you heat it up and you don't know. So when you heat it up and you feel, oh, this one is cooling down, it no. You waste up energy and you heat your body up. And you make it fluctuate more. You see, it's very obviously what we always doing wrong and we don't know. The calcium we take more, that's one depend. Again, if you take the organic source, like in the food, okay, good. But the one you take the supplementation is a fake one. Okay, or the one you take the supplementation is a fake one because that's inorganic. So it creates more problem and doing good. Everything the nature already give us. But the way we use, the way we make it incorrectly. So that's why it turned out organic into inorganic again to return to the nature. You see? Instead, it had to go through this machine first. And then when we eliminate out, it put that to the soil. And the soil, it will convert to the inorganic. Now because we do incorrectly, so it convert inorganic right away before it go through this machine. You see? Mm-hmm. That is the circle. Right? That is the cycle of the universe. Inorganic, the plant convert into organic. When into the body will yield organic and eliminate into inorganic. Right? And then the plant will change the convert from inorganic into organic for the animal. But because we do the wrong way, so it returns to, because we not, when we do the wrong way, that means we not know how to appreciate the nature. So the nature will take it back right away. You see? So that's why you get just do exactly here and you listen to your body and you see it change. And remember, usually we have a collagen in the animal product, right? We think about that. But think about, like me, 35 years or 40 years, I don't use any animal product. Why I still very healthy, very flexible, very strong. You see? Our own mind will create whatever we need for our own body. That's why we say 35 to 50% placebo effect. When you have any condition and your mind will accept that and then it will convert. It will take whatever it has in there to make the one it needs for that condition. You see? So the same thing like before, we think that people had to eat the animal product, they had to drink milk, they had to eat the liver of the animal to have the B12, right? But that's totally wrong, because the B12 now we use in the hospital make up by the bacteria, and that bacteria in our stomach, in our intestine, you see? So people like me eat no vet and no animal product, we're still healthy, we're still... Yes, okay, you can use internal, external. Yeah, you can use max up to, not maximum, up to depend on the condition. You can use from 1 tablespoon to 5 tablespoons a day, especially for people with the brain problem, Alzheimer, hallucination, forgetfulness, etc. Okay, so from 1 tablespoon to 5 tablespoons a day on empty stomach. Okay, it's saturated fat. Okay, but it's not that do any harm for your body. Okay, yeah. Tablespoon. Yeah, so from 15 milliliters, you can go up to 125 milliliters per day. Yeah, on empty stomach. Okay, yeah. Coconut milk, the same thing. Okay, yeah, the same thing. The coconut milk, it can have an oil in there. Right, it have an oil in there, yeah. But the coconut milk depends if you eat your body is healthy. You eat any time, no problem. But when your body is not healthy, okay, you can eat in the morning only, not in the evening. You eat late at night, you will have a problem. You're easy to get sick, you're easy to get flatulent, indigestion. So be careful with that. Probiotic? Yeah. Actually, you can use that one when your flora system it be messed up, okay? But if we do correctly, like the fasting, and we use instead of we select that one, that's why I use the raw vegetable. It will have its own the system and the ratio of the natural one. Okay, when we use the other one, okay, it's not at the same ratio as the nature. But when we use the organic one, the raw one, the fresh one, it every single organism it have its ratio set up. It that is naturally, so that's why it's much better than we use the man-made. Even though that one, okay, that is the real one, it's not the fake one. But the ratio is not correct, it's not appropriate to our body compared to the nature one. Yeah, most of the coconut is organic because we have no way inorganic, right? Because even though you have a fertilizer through the tree, it has to convert all that one. And the only way for it different between the coconut oil and the other oil like sesame or peanut, right? Almond, olive oil, something like that. They have a two way. They what they call cold press and toast or heat press, right? Because when the cold press, it have a less oil coming out than heating up. But for the coconut oil, they have to use the heat. Without heat, okay, it's not coming out because it's saturated compared to the other one, unsaturated. So actually, okay, most of that is the good one, the organic one, okay, we have not the bad one. That is for people, for cooking, you know, for cooking, but for eating fresh, raw, okay, so we don't need to have that one. But actually, the grape seed is very excellent. It helps the cardiovascular disease a lot. That's why when we use the grape, we chew completely the peel and the seed, right? It helps a lot. Only one problem, because it has a lot of fungus on the top of that, right? So we need to clean it up. And also because of the fungus and a lot of the virus, so they spray a lot of chemical in that. So we need to clean it up carefully, or we need to soak it in the salt water or in the baking soda. The baking soda to neutralize that one. And then talking about the seed of the fruit, most of us don't know about that, and we waste that. But actually, most of that have a very excellent medicinal activity, and it have a very, very important element. Think about that. When you had a baby, right? Even though the mother had to sacrifice herself, but everything good, it had to draw into for the baby, right? Because that's the nature. They had to do that for the future generation. You see, they had to do that. Every goodness, the most excellent one, had to preserve for the baby. So talking about the micro level, that means the genetic, right? The genetic, that had to be very correct and very good one to transform the information, to preserve that for the next generation. Every good thing, for example, how to adapt to the new environment, how to cope for the hot situation, how to survive the survival skill. Every good thing they had to transmit into that for the next generation. See? But and then we eliminate that. So that's why we have a lot of genetic problems nowadays. Because we throw away the seed of the fruit. You see, we throw away the peel of the fruit on the vegetable. We have no immune system protected layer. Now we throw away the seeds, so all the information, the most important one, we lose it. You see, so that's why we have a lot of genetic problem now. So if we know that, we try to use it, learn how to use it. Every single one it have its own medicinal activity. So if we can use all that one, it's good. If not, we can use maximum as much as possible. So that's why you see the lemon, I don't waste that. All the seeds, whatever I use for the retreat, okay, I don't waste anything because we have to balance all of that information for you. It's for the kidney, it's for the kidney stone, it's for the prostate, yeah, it can have for the liver, it have, yeah. For example, the avocado. You see, the seed of avocado, you need to throw away. That is the best medication. That is the best soluble fiber to have for your cardiovascular disease. And you throw away. You see, put in a blender. Yeah, put in a blender and you mash it out. Yeah, you grow it. Mm-hmm. Now, instead, when you eat the avocado, usually people put in the blender, they make the, like the mushy, right? What we call the shake, right? When we make the shake, we just take the flesh only. We throw away the seed. Now we can take the seed, we chop it, and then we put in the blender. We mix all together, so it will balance itself. It balance itself. That is the best soluble fiber to clean up our artery and all the cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. Actually, each one it have its own characteristic. So you can have almond, you have walnut, you have hazelnut. Only in America we be careful with the peanut. Yeah, only in America. But the other country, if you get the peanut from the other country, no problem. But only in America.
Why?
Because they use the peanut to alternate with the one they use to produce the one, what they call the name, I forgot, to make the texture. What's the name of that tree? The one American grow to make the polyester, the fiber, the texture for the clothes. Yeah. So that very damaged the soil because they use a lot of chemical and it make the soil very bad. So to convert the soy only in the nut family, we had the black bean, we had the green bean, we had the peanut, all that one, because the roots of that it have a capacity to transform or to create the amino acid. All right, so it will make the soy rich. But the other one is get on the top only, but the peanut is not only on the top but on the bottom. No, not only hydrogen, it's amino acid. Yeah, it can make the protein for the soy. Rich of nitrogen. Okay, nitrogen, yeah, nitrogen. Because nitrogen is the element to combine with hydrogen to make the amino acid, NH3. Yeah, so when they alternate that, they alternate to make the soil become rich, right? So the chemical left over from the last season for the other one, okay, it will absorb into the peanut. That's why you see more and more people have a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
But if you eat peanut at the other country, you don't have that problem. So it's not, now we have a food allergy. It's not by the food itself. The chemical we add in the soil or the chemical we use to preserve it. That's why I say, okay, before we don't have an allergy with carrot. Now a lot of people have an allergy with carrot. Before we don't have an allergy with apple. Now a lot of people have an allergy with apple. And the peanut the same. So the chemical we put in the soil and the chemical we use to preserve it. So we have to distinguish that. The nature produce everything for the human being, for the animal in general. They're not against it, right? But because we interfere in that in the wrong way. There's no way, okay, that make the food for us, and now we allergy with that, you see. So the same thing like I told you, okay, the cow. 50 years ago, we don't have a mad cow disease. 30 years, 20 years ago, we don't have a problem with the pig problem, right? 10 years ago, we don't have the bird flu, right? But because when we abuse that, okay, the nature has had a lot to reset up, to control that, to make it balanced now. So we are the ones to create all that one. So we have to suffer. Okay, so we learn the lesson from that. The same thing now, okay, we had the fruit off season. Okay, that is no good. Yeah, that is very... Yeah, because it's supposed to alternate, you know, okay, whenever they use, why it's convenient, because they don't have to change, you know, they have to change the machine, they have to change the fertilizer, they have to change many things, so they think they cost the money. So they just use it over and over, and then they bleach it out. Yeah, so that's why, okay, it's no good. And then also, you know, one of the basic law in the universe, changing all the time, you see, changing all the time. But now we fix at one harvest, so that's why, okay, we go again with the law of nature. And then also, you say, why we're talking about the shape of everything, will be created by the very basic foundation signal. You see, it makes up the shape of the mountain, the hardest substance in the universe, right? It's the shape of the mountain, the same thing. Four elements in the universe, the hardest one is the solid one, like the mountain. You see, the mountain, if you look at the mountain, never the mountain flat, right? It has to up and down, and it never straight. You see, it many different layers, you see? And if you look at the soil, the hill, it up and down. If you look at the ocean or the desert, okay, the sand, it's moving like the way. But now when we make the industrial way, we cut all the forest and we flood all the field. So we destroy the natural way. You see? Instead, in the old time, they had a small piece of land. It may up and down like the hill. So it followed the natural rhythm. Now we mass the field, it's really big, right? And we flap it as much as possible. So we destroy the own rhythm of the nature. You see? So that is the hardest one. And next to that, you see, even though the liquid, you look at the ocean, right? You look at the river, you look at the pond. On the surface, it never flat, never quiet. It move. And look at the string on the river, never it goes straight, right? It had to bend, it had to like the snake, you see, because of that way. And the wind, the same thing, when you see the, you cannot see the wind, right? But when you see the leaf dropping down, right? Or when the leaf it flow on the road, it never goes straight, right? It go like that, or it roll like that, right? It never drop straight down. You see, so that's why everything in this universe had to follow that rhythm, and especially in our body, the spinal cord. You see that, right? Why the spinal cord, the main one in the body, it had to have that shape. It's not straight like the arm or like the leg. You see, the arm or the leg, it's just straight. But the spinal cord is the most important. It had to follow that pattern. So if we don't know that, that's why the exercise of the bowing is very important. We go back to the nature. And we will have the nature to support with the law of extraction. All right, so 11 o'clock already. So everybody sit back, balancedly, comfortably, and relaxingly. Head, neck, and spine upright, straight, relaxingly. Let your shoulder down, relax and comfort. Come back to your breathing. and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. May all beings learn the true Dharma. May all beings share our merits of this retreat. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings living in a harmony way. May all beings be liberated from suffering, from illness. May all beings be liberated, be enlightenment, enlightenment, and enlightenment soon. All right, thank you very much. And the time already went by 5 days, so quick.
On behalf of the Lao Buddhist Foundation and Circuit Four International Meditation Center and the Lao Committee and Hawaii Community, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to you for your kindness and compassion and your knowledge and wisdom. Today, we feel such wonderful and very fortunate to have a chance to learn so much. And we hope that we are able to apply your knowledge, your wisdom for in our life, daily life. And also, we would like to thank you, your assistant, Bibi, and Ampai to make it happen. Everything possible. And we cannot find a word to express. And the first time that we have such wonderful the body and mind purification retreat in Hawaii, especially for the Lao community here. And we hope that we can invite you again to come to next year, and hopefully that you are able to come to help us again. And of course, your kindness and compassion are greatly appreciated. And from now on, we don't know and we don't have much to offer you to help you to pursue your spiritual journey and to your what they call your mission. And please accept our small gift from all of us. And thank you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sadhu. Anyone to like to add some word?
Ampai. Can we have a picture master with you? Maybe like,
yeah.
And
outside, huh?
Yeah, outside. Yeah, maybe the one.